somebody. Come on, give God some praise. Come on, it's the final day of the new, before a new year. Come on, how many excited to know God has something great for us? Come on, shout amen. So good. You may be seated, and thank you so much for that welcome and such a great introduction. I was like, wow, who is that guy? I want to meet that guy. Just kidding. But it's such an honor to be with Faith Church and just to see what God is doing in your house. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm blown away. That's just the favor and what God has been doing through your church and to touch the end of the world. How many know this is a great church? This is your chance. How many know this is a great church? Come on, somebody. Amen. I mean, this is a great, great church. And so I'm just so honored to come all the way from Southern California and to be able to just be a part of what God is doing here and myself to be encouraged. But I want to let you know that your pastors are some of the best pastors in the world. Like for real. Come on, all campuses, Florida, come on, St. Louis, Ferguson, everybody online. I'm telling you, like I say, it's not even fair. Like you guys, it's not even fair. You got a power couple, a kingdom couple. And let me just say this, because you might think, well, is that like something like guest pastors have to say when they come? They have to say something nice? No, we don't, because I don't like every pastor. Just joking. Come on, somebody, pray for me. But, you know, I really, we don't, you know. But your pastors, for real, have blessed our lives. And matter of fact, your Pastor David is so prophetic. Back in 2018, when he came and spoke at our church, we had not gone fully online yet. And he was like, Josiah, listen to me, young man. You've got to start going online to reach the world, and spoke encouraged our team. And so we went online. Little did we know, a year and a half later, COVID would come. The world would shut down. And we already had set up our online because Pastor David spoke prophetically and brought the greatness out of it. Isn't that the kind of pastor you have that'll speak the greatness out of you? So we love you, Pastor David and Pastor Nicole. And we're just so honored to be here this morning on this final day of 2023. Like, I don't know what 2023 was for you. Maybe it was a good year, a bad year. Maybe you haven't figured out what year it is. We'll pray for you at the end too. But, you know, whatever it is, like, one thing I know about God is that I love that the God that we serve is not a God who is focused on the past, but we serve a God that is focused on what he's going to do in the future. And I'm telling you, I love that about the God that we serve. Because, see, I think one of the most exciting things about coming to church is not so much where we just reminisce on the past. Like you ever met somebody that just always talks about the past? How many married people? Just kidding. Okay, any married people? Don't point, just look straight. Right? You know, it's just like, they always talk about the past. And don't get me wrong, I think it's good to come to God with our past. I think God, obviously, he died on the cross to wash us of our sins and heal us of our past and so that we can close that chapter. But the Bible talks about not just us mourning for the past. Remember, God told Samuel, how long will you mourn for Saul? In other words, when are we going to start talking about the future? And this is why I love the God that we serve, because God is more interested not just in forgiving your past, but God is interested in creating your future. He's interested in working on our tomorrow, not just talking about our yesterdays. And that to me is like exciting. This is what makes church exciting, is we don't come to church just to lick our wounds. We come to church to get a word so that God can begin to create and form our future and give us a hope. Come on, somebody, a plan that he has for us. The Bible says he knows the plans. The plans to what? To prosper you, not to harm you. And this is why it's exciting, because people will start hating on you. Why are you going to church? Why are you going to church? You're going to go to church? Oh, man. Why? Because you're in trouble with God, and you got to go make it right with God. Yes, we do got to make it right with God. But the reason I go to church is because I go to church so that God can give me a word. He can speak to my spirit, and I can now step into something greater in 2024. How many ready for the open door? Hello, somebody. God, I want that open door. God, I want what you have for me. And so this morning, like I want to just speak to where you're going. Because, again, I think that when it comes to serving God, if we're not careful, we will actually get enamored with our past. Okay, come on, somebody. Let me teach for a minute. We will get enamored like God, you know, what happened was, and then he was all, and then she was all. But God's like, let's talk about where you're going. Because the God that we serve wants to speak to the future. In fact, I'll even say it like this. I believe it takes more trust or more faith to give God your future than your past. Because the truth is, you don't even want your past. Come on, somebody. You're like, God, you could have that junk. I don't even want it, right? But watch this now. When it comes to your tomorrow, our tomorrows have a little equity. We're like, well, God, I don't know about this weekend because I was thinking about going to Three Honest People. Come on, somebody. I don't know about this next year because I kind of had some plans tomorrow. But when we say, no, God, I'm not just going to give you my yesterday. God, I want to give you my 2024. I'm going to go ahead and give you January. I'm going to go ahead and give you February. God, speak to me. And this, to my opinion, is what makes church exciting. This is why we come, is because I need a word for my marriage. I need a word how to raise these crazy kids. Three on. Come on, somebody. You're like, Pastor, you need to come cast some demons out of this. I'm just joking. You're like, I need a word how to build this business. I need a word how to take my sales to a new level so I can build the kingdom, so I can break generational poverty. Come on, somebody. Who am I talking to today? Tell your neighbor, I came for a word. Just say, I came for a word. Come on, online, type it in. I came for a word. And this is what I want to talk about today. I just want to set this up because the person I'm going to speak to you today, I'm not going to give you the name because right away we kind of formulate a whole what we think is about. But let me just set it up this way. The person I'm going to talk about today is a person in the Bible that even when they wanted to give up, God didn't give up on them. Like even when they threw in the towel, God threw the towel right back at them. Even when they're like, God, I don't want you anymore, God says, well, too bad, I want you. I want to talk to you about a guy named Jonah. So you're like, oh, Jonah, the judgment of God on Jonah. No, I think we've misunderstood Jonah. Because I believe the story of Jonah isn't just a story of God trying to bring judgment on a person. It's actually God chasing after a person that he called. Come on, somebody. Have you figured out yet that you can run, but you can't hide? You can try to run from God, and God's like, too bad I love you. Too bad I chose you. I put something inside of you. And even though you're trying to run from me, God says, I'm going to pursue you. Why? Because that's the kind of God we serve. Well, why, Lord? It's because God put something inside of you. And I want to read some verses today, and I want you to notice here out of Jonah how God is going to speak to Jonah, and I want you to find yourself in this because there's something God showed me in here that I want to share with you, and I want to prepare you for 2024, the year of the open door, come on, of more, come on, somebody. And here it goes, Jonah chapter 1. Grab your Bibles, go to Jonah chapter 1, verse 1. They're going to put it on the screens here. I'm going to read it in a New Living Translation. It's a dynamic equivalence. In other words, it's broken down so that we could understand it today. When I got saved, they gave me a King James Version Bible. I was like, y'all, I don't even understand the Bible. How am I going to understand the these and the thous? Come on. So New Living just kind of breaks it down, okay? And then watch this here. Jonah chapter 1 and verse 1. The Bible says that the Lord, watch this, gave this message to Jonah. Someone say Jonah had a word. So the Lord gave this, by the way, this is not a monologue, it's a dialogue. So you can talk back to me, just don't yell at me, okay? So, all right, the Lord gave this message to Jonah, the son of Amittai, next verse here, and he says, he told him, get up. Someone say, get up! He said, and go to the great city of Nineveh. I just want you to see that God called him to something great. He's like, I'm going to call you to something great. He called him to the great city of St. Louis. He called him to the great city of West Palm Beach. He called him to the great city of Florida. He called him to the great city of where. God will always call you to something great. He says, and announce my judgment against me because I've seen how wicked these people are. Verse 3, watch this. He says, but Jonah got up, and then what did he do? He went in the... Have you ever met somebody that does the opposite of what you ask? And all the parents said, that's right, come on, right? It's like, God says, I want you to do this. And he's like, I think I'm going to do that. Okay, so he goes in the opposite direction to get away from the Lord. The most hilarious verse in the Bible because, like, it's like trying to get away from oxygen. Like, have you figured that out? Like, you can be in places that we won't say in church, and then God will tell you, like, he'll knock and be like, get out of here. You're like, they let you in here? You didn't pay the cover charge. Anyway, come on, all right. Come on, somebody. God, hello, you can't get away from God. Like, he'll talk to you. I better stay focused because mine is like... Squirrel, you know, so he said, away from the Lord. He said he went down to the port of Joppa where he found a ship leaving for Tarshish. He bought a ticket, went on board, hoping to escape from the Lord by sailing to Tarshish. So he gets away from God. And as some of you may know the story, you may not. I don't want to assume everybody does, but he gets on board. He's on this on the ship. The storm comes. They realize that it's Jonah, so they throw Jonah off the boat. He gets swallowed by a big fish. Some believe it's a whale, but a big fish, the Bible says. He's in the belly of a whale. He comes back. He doesn't know where he's going. And obviously the story of Jonah and the whale. But then watch what chapter 3 says. Jonah chapter 3, and here's what I want you to notice, okay? It says, but the Lord spoke to Jonah. What does the Bible say there? I want to talk to you today about how God will speak to you a second time. Again, I don't know what 2023 was, but here's what I do know. God wants to speak to you a second time. He wants to talk to you a second time. Why? Because that's how good God is. A lot of people talk about the first time or the call of God, but I want to talk about the when God calls you a second time. When you think God gave up on you, when you think you're so far done, or 2023 was such a mess up year, like how can I ever come back from this? Or maybe it was a good year, think how can I even get better than this? Let me tell you something, you ain't seen nothing yet, baby, because he can do exceedingly, abundantly, above and beyond anything you can ask, think, or even imagine. How many thank God that he calls you a second time? How many thank God he gives you a third time? Come on, somebody. And I want to talk about this, about being called a second time. Someone say a second time. And when God does this, you need to understand that it's because God is a God that relentlessly pursues you. God's not mad at you. He's madly in love with you. Why? Because he puts something inside of you. You see, God, when he designed you, the Bible says that he made us in his own image. What does that mean? Is that you have the DNA of your heavenly Father. Come on, somebody. The DNA of your heavenly Father. So when he sees you, he sees himself. And any parent knows this, any father, any mother knows this. When you see those children, you're like, I love these kids. Like, you don't have to do anything. My daughter, when she was born, she didn't do anything to earn my love. Like, just the mere fact that she was born, I loved her. In fact, she was more of a liability than a blessing. Them diapers are expensive. Talk to me, somebody. You know what I mean? Like there's more of a liability. But I loved her. Like, she didn't have to do anything but just be born. And the mere fact of her being born, I loved her. I want to tell you, the mere fact of you being born, the mere fact of you being born again, God says, I love you and you're a liability. Tell your neighbor, you're a liability. Just kidding. He says, you're a liability. He says, no, listen, I know you got issues, but listen, your issues don't stop the love of God. Why? Because he's your heavenly Father. Come on now. And so he pursues them. I'm going to tell you something, though, about being a father. I have four kids of my own, and that's a whole miracle story for another day. We couldn't have kids, but God did a blessing. Yeah, thanks for the prayers. I got 40 kids. Just joking, four kids. It feels like 40. And we like pain. We got two dogs. I know, we're crazy. I love my kids, but I just want to share with some of you is I love my kids, but ain't nobody on this planet that can get on my nerves like my kids. Any honest people in the church this morning, okay? Like, I love them. Some of y'all came to church, just put the kids in the kids' church. That's okay, we got you, don't worry. You're like, I just put them in the kids' church, I'm gonna chill for a little bit, I'll be coming. Anyway, so I love my kids, listen. But ain't nobody driving me crazy, my kids. You wanna know why? Because they always do the opposite. Like, I'll be like, I'll tell my kids, like, don't drop that on the carpet. What do? See? Yeah, don't lose your jacket. What do? They lose their jacket and their backpack. It's like they just, and I remember one time, you know, a lot of people say, like, I talk about my son a lot, like, you always talk about your son, what about your daughter? I said, no, listen, my daughter, she's cute, but she's crazy too. You know anybody, any girls cute and crazy? Come on, don't point. I got some girls that raise their hands and said, that's me, pastor. Okay, we'll call you up to the altar later. Come on, you're watching online. We're going to pray for cute and crazy a little later. But anyway, so my daughter, don't worry, my daughter, she's cute, but she's crazy. And so, like, my daughter, she's, like, painting, and she was getting into painting, and she's drawing everywhere. And so we bought her, like, a little easel, bought her, like, you know, the 100-pack of colors, and we had one rule. Don't paint on the walls. That's it. It's that simple. I said, you can have, and I brought a picture of what this little cute and crazy girl did. Watch this here. Look, she wrote her name on the window. She wrote, see, her name's Faith, by the way, and I took a picture of Faith Church. I said, Faith, I found your church. Just kidding. So, Faith, she wrote her name, but and with permanent marker. Yeah, the weapon is at the crime scene. You see it right there? She left it. Then, this is the crazy part. She writes her brother's name, Judah. And I'm like, and my son was like, Dad, you know that wasn't me because I know how to write my J's and I know how to write Jesus. I know how to write Judah. You know that wasn't me, Dad. And I'm like, this is crazy. So I go, God, I'm like, God, how come these kids don't listen? And God's like, you don't listen either. Ooh. I said, I'm going to back out of that prayer right there. Yeah, Lord. I'm going to leave that right there. I'll be back next week. Just so you know. He's like, you don't listen either. I tell you to do this and then you do that. I tell you, don't do that. You do this. I tell you, do this, and you delay. And I'm like, Lord, help me. But God says, but I'm a good father. It got quiet in the church. Don't get nervous. It's okay. Come on, somebody.
He says, but I don't give up on you. And I just feel like this message that I have for somebody going into 2024 is, I don't know what you didn't do or what you should have done that you might regret and say, I should have done this, and maybe I let an opportunity go by. I'm going to tell you something. Whatever you feel you lost in 2023, I declare Joel chapter 20 that the Lord will restore the years that the cankerworm might have stole. That he will, you are going to come out of this thing and God is going to turn it all for good for those that love God and are called according to his purpose. I'm going to prophesy Genesis chapter 50 and verse 20 that the Bible says what was meant to harm you is going to bless you and it's going to be a saving for many lives. You want to just clap and shout and give God a praise because you're going to step into something. Yeah. That's right. That's right. You're like, Pastor Josiah, you're a little too much for me. I apologize for Latino. Tomé un café. Yo estoy bien. Come on. All right. Like, God will turn it for your good. Tell your neighbor, say, God can turn it around. And let me say, and if 2023 was a great year, watch what he can do with next year. If you're like, Pastor, I had a great year. Well, let me tell you something. He don't stop right there because the Bible says that he will do, like I said, exceedingly. He'll go, he will continue. He's the God of wonder. He will continue to blow your mind if you honor him. And some of you, I even feel the Lord, I feel this right now. Some of you, like you are so talented that your hand has been able to do things without God. But I feel the Lord to tell somebody this morning is that what, if your hand can do that, imagine what God can do. Imagine what you can do when God's hand is on your hand. Come on, watch what, like, your hand is good, but watch when you put God's hand on your hand. You're going to be the next Jeff Bezos, but Christian. Come on, somebody. Amen. We're praying for him. Hey, if you're watching online, Jeff, come to church. Amen. Faith Church is a great church. All right. Amen. But, you know, God is a God that won't give up. And here's, let's go back to verse number one, because watch this. Let's just get to the word. We're going to break this down, exegete it verse by verse. But it says, the Lord gave this message to who? God had a word for Jonah. And what I love about this verse is Jonah didn't ask for the word. Jonah wasn't like, yo, Lord, can you speak to me? God was like, I'm just going to speak to you because I want to speak to you. Like that's the kind of God that we serve, that he will speak to you and he will give you a word. And God has a specific word for you going into this new year. And this word that God has for us is something that's unique. It's only for you, that nobody else can accomplish. And I know we sometimes like to think in a way where, you know, well, God, someone else will do it. I want to say it to you very, very, and I know it may sound a little bit dogmatic, but it's true, is that there is something specifically for you to do on this earth that nobody else can do. And if you don't do it, it won't get done. Now that's a little dogmatic there because, well, God will just handle it. But no, God has put a purpose on you. Did you know every single person has a unique fingerprint? Why is that? Because, not so you can get identified at crime scenes. You have a unique fingerprint because there's something unique that when you touch it, nobody else can touch it the way you touch it. Every person has a unique vocal cord. That's why I like when my kids cry, I'm like, that one's mine. Like a unique vocal cord. Why is that? Because there are certain things that you're going to say into the atmosphere that nobody else can say into this atmosphere. Did you know you have a unique eye retina? You ever seen the movies? They read it. Right? And why? Because your unique eye retina, because God is going to give you a specific vision for you to see that nobody else sees. Why? Because God has a specific word for you. You are an original. There never has been someone like you. There never will be someone like you. You are limited edition. You're not a Fucci. You're original. Gucci. Come on, somebody. You are one of a kind. If you're married, tell your spouse, you are one of a kind, baby. That's your opportunity right there. Good job. If you don't know that person, don't say that. That's weird. Okay. That's kind of weird, bro. Just joking. All right, so God has a specific word for you. And once you get this, I'm telling you, when hell is afraid of a man or a woman with a word from God. Because why did Peter walk on water? Peter walked on water not because of his faith. Remember when Peter was at the edge of the boat and he said, Lord, if it is you, bid me to come. Y'all remember that? And what did Jesus say? He said, well, then come. He walked on water. Why? Because he was walking on a word. Oh, I feel this. Okay, I don't know why I feel this right now. He was walking on a word. And some of y'all think, like you see the pictures of Peter walking on water, it's like clear water. No, there was a storm. That wasn't clear water with no waves. That thing was like this. That means Peter was walking like this. He was like, whoa! And why did he get scared? It's because when a wave went up, he couldn't see Jesus. But as long as he knew he had a word. Oh, Lord. As long as he knew he had a word. I got a word. I will walk on what I prophesy what was meant to sink you is going to hold you up because you got a word from God and you're going to step into what he has for you. Come on, somebody. Shout, I got a word. This is a word. And so God gives him this word. And this is what he does. The Bible says, let's go to verse 2. Watch this. Verse 2. Let's go to verse 2. He says, go to the great city. Let's go to verse 3. We're going to break down verse by verse. He says, verse 3. Next verse, please. He says, but Jonah, he got the word. And what did he do? He got up and he went in the, Brother Jonah. He got a word and he's like, Jonah was a good church person. He's a good Christian. Good word. It was so good, he wrote it in his journal. Get it, the book of Jonah? Tough crowd this morning. I know, tough crowd, okay. He wrote it in his journal. That's a good word. He was in church, and if he got up, that means he was what? Sitting down. In church on a Sunday. He got a word. Open door. The year of open door. Woo, good word, Pastor Josiah. Good word, Pastor David. He gets up, and he's like, I'm going to go this way. And goes in the opposite direction of the word God was speaking to him. What is the point? It's not what we say that reveals the word. It's the steps that we take after we hear the word that matter to God. So here's your first point. Write this down. There's a point to this message. Write this down. Point number one. I got a few points today. Is when you're going to step into what God has for you for 2024, the year of open door, how God is going to use you in St. Louis and Florida and all that God's going to do, you're watching the light, is this, is that response is everything when God calls you. Someone say it's everything. How we respond after we hear the word is everything. Let me say it to you in preacher talk. A prophetic word will always require a prophetic response. The prophetic is not automatic. In other words, when you get a word, you can't say, well, God, you do it. That's not faith. That's fantasy. It's like, God, I'm believing for a job. You're going to have to go apply. I felt that for some teenager right now. Come on. All right. I'm believing God for a job. You have to put an application in. One day I'm going to start a business. You're going to have to take steps to go get that business license. Well, I'm going to go. There are steps that you have to take that are going to manifest the word that God has put over your life. Because the prophetic is not automatic. God is waiting. When you move, God will move. Why? Because God honors faith and faith honors God. Come on, somebody. And we've got to learn this in our hearts. So God looks at the steps. And here's my question to you. What steps do you have to take to make 2024 greater than 2023? What steps towards forgiveness? What steps towards calling the greatness that God has put inside of you to make it happen, because God sees something inside of you that he is allowing you to hear this. And you might say, well, Pastor Josiah, how do I even know if God is speaking to me? Because you're here right now. You're here right now. You could have been anywhere else. You could have slept in. You could have said, I'm not going to church, but you're here this morning. I don't believe I'm here by coincidence. God, I believe I'm here to tell you that there's a word God spoke to you. And maybe it's not a new word. Maybe it's a word that God spoke to you last year or the year before, and you thought you'd blown it. Good news is God is going to call you a second time. Come on now. Come on, somebody. He goes in the opposite direction. I got to move quick here. And what ends up happening, the Bible says he goes in the opposite direction, and you got to watch the steps you take. And he goes down to the port of Joppa. And the scripture says, let's read it here. He says in verse 4 that he goes down to the port of Joppa. I'm sorry, verse 3, to the opposite direction. He goes to the port of Joppa, and the Bible says that he found a ship that was leaving for Tarshish. So he goes there, and it just so happens that a ship was going to take him to Tarshish. Now, biblically speaking, exegeting here, is that Tarshish was as far east as Nineveh was far west. So he was like, I'm going in the total opposite direction. And he happens to find a ship going in the opposite direction. Now, let me play a words here, as you got to understand this, is that whenever God is calling you to something great, the enemy will always provide you a ship to go in the opposite direction. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I'm not like at the port trying to take a carnival cruise somewhere. He'll provide you the wrong mentorship. Come on now. He'll provide you the wrong friendship. He'll provide you the wrong relationship. Single people, here we go. Well, you know, she's cute. Well, he's cute. Yeah, but he's crazy too. Come on, somebody. Well, I'll change him, Pastor. Oh, you're the Holy Spirit now. You change lives. Wow, that's incredible. You know, once. But he says he believes in God, and so do demons, and they tremble. Oh, okay. I better leave that one alone. I got. Okay, I got to use the one I like to use. They said, well, Pastor, she's hot. So's hell. Be careful. So's hell. Hot don't mean nothing. Come on, somebody. Come on. Amen. You know what I'm saying? Like, when there is greatness on your life, when there is purpose on your life, when there is destiny on your life, when you've been saved, bought with the blood of Jesus Christ, filled with the Holy Spirit, sealed with the Son, when you have been adopted into the family of God, and there is greatness, you have got to be careful which ship you get into that's going to take you to where God's going to get you. Come on, somebody. You got to find the right ships. Well, what type of ships are the right ships? You got to find the right pastoral ship. And I'm telling you, you got great pastors at Faith Church. Come on, they are tried and true. They are faithful. You got to find, watch this now, the right membership. That's why some of you going into 2024, you got to plant yourself in the house of God. Don't just visit places, plant yourself. The Bible says that those who are planted in the house of God will flourish in his courts. You got to get into growth track and you got to plant yourself this year and say, I am going to plant myself, my family, we're going to serve God. Faith Church is our church, because when you get into the right ship, it will take you to where God is going to call you. Come on, say a sign up for growth track today. Put the link in there. Come on, somebody. And then, when all hell is breaking loose, you got to learn how to get into worship. And you got to learn how to say, Lord, I'm going to get into worship. And I'm telling you, it's going to take you where God is going to call you. So Jonah gets in there and he gets into the wrong ship. And he's on the ship. Watch this now. And he's in the ship. And he's on there. And the ship is awesome. It was the booze cruise. Shell. Yeah. And he's on. And everything's going good. He's like, I'm just going to do my thing. You know, God, I don't need no God in my life. Why do you need God anyway? I'm just going to do my thing. Then the Bible says, you can check my work. A storm comes. Because sin is fun for a season. Okay? And then the storms come. And then he's like, what's going on? And then he realizes, you know what? It's me, man. And then they go to throw Jonah off of the boat. But here's why I want to call the piano player up here, because this part is the part that when God showed me this, I was like, wow. That when Jonah got thrown off the boat, what ends up taking place is that Jonah did not know there would be a great fish down there. When Jonah got thrown off the boat, it was actually a form of him committing suicide. It was a form of him saying, I am so far gone from where I know I'm supposed to be. I am so far from God's purposes that there is no way I could ever get back and swim this ocean to get over there. So just let me end it all here. And I'm going to tell you, some of you, the devil's been lying to you that you ought to just end it. That there's no way you can get back to what God has called you to do. And they throw him off the boat. And he's going into the water. And a big fish opens his mouth. And he's like, God, you must hate me. Right? I'm gonna get eaten by a whale or a big fish. And he gets eaten by the whale. And the Bible says that he is in this great fish for 4 days, not knowing where he's going. He didn't know where this thing was gonna take. He didn't know if he was gonna decompose inside of that great fish. And he's there wondering in a dark place, a lonely place, and some of you feel lonely and dark, that there's nothing that could ever get you, and you feel like it's God's judgment on you, and God hates you, and he's mad at you, and he's punishing you. But I'm gonna tell you, little did he know that after 4 days, the fish would spit him out. And he was back at Nineveh. And then Jonah chapter 3 says this, verse 1, it says, and the Lord spoke to Jonah. I don't know who I'm talking to today, but I just came with the message to tell somebody that thinks they could never get back to what God. I'm telling you, don't you give up.
Don't you throw in the towel. Don't you go back to your old life. Don't go back to that drug, back to that ex, back to that low level of living. God has called you to more, and he's calling you a second time. Give God all the praise, because he's worthy, and he's a good God. I said he's a good God. Oh, give him a worship like, God, I'm going to follow you. You still love me when I'm all messy. Jonah smelled like vomit, but God says, I still love you, my son. And that's what God has for you. And if I could say it like this, you're in a place that you're swallowed up by the grace of God. Amen. Let me pray for you, Father. I bless your people. And God, let us be remembered that it's your love. It'll be the year of the open door because you're a good God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on. It's such an honor to be with you, this Faith Church. I love you. Check out this video of Life Change. God bless you. Amen.